Hi. What's wrong with my ears? I knew it was a bad idea to leave. They said as much, but did I listen? No, of course not. I had to go and see for myself, like always. An elf getting lost in the forest. It's embarrassing. They'll be having a good laugh when I go back, I'm sure. Ugh. Good job. Now you're talking to yourself, and this human is staring at you like you're crazy or something. You know, you're not very convincing when you have an expression like that on your face. Just saying. But thanks anyway. I thought humans were all cruel and rude and obsessed with owning things. Well, that's a stupid question. Why did you leave your mommy's womb? To see the world with my own eyes, obviously. Well, here I am, seeing the world as they say. A lot of good that did me. Sorry, it's just not what I expected, you know? You're the first human I've met in 2 days. And it's like, is that it? You're just like the elves, minus the pointy ears, of course. And the grace, agility, intelligence, skills in bed. Shit. Sorry. I'm not very good at this, am I? Truth is, talking with you has been refreshing. I like how blunt and honest you are compared with the elves. And not that I would know, but I'm sure your skills in bed aren't half bad. Right? All they do is circle around with fancy words, never saying what they really think. It's so frustrating. It's one of the reasons I left, really. Humans are like that too, where you come from? Damn. Is that why you're out here in the woods, all by yourself? Don't you get lonely? Less than you used to back home. I guess I know what you mean. Well, I'm here now, and I'm gonna keep you company. Take that, loneliness. By the way, do you have a camp or something? My feet are getting tired, and it's going to get dark soon. Follow you? You're not gonna lead me somewhere creepy, right? That feels good. You have a pretty nice setup here. A fire, some logs to sit on, a nice comfy blanket to lay on. Not to mention the view. Oh, fuck. Nothing. Nothing. You were saying? Mm-hmm. Yeah. I get you. Yeah, sorry. I'm, a little distracted. I'm a moon elf. It's a full moon, which means I get horny. Really fucking horny. I was gonna go wait it out somewhere else, but honestly, I lost track of time. It's not too bad. I would just, you know, masturbate a lot. But now that you're here, I might not have to. I bet you've never had a pretty elf girl squirming like this next to you before, huh? Fuck, look how wet my fingers are. Okay, so here's the deal. I know we just met, but I already like you a hell of a lot more than any of the idiots I knew back home. I won't be able to control myself. And to be honest, I really, really want to fuck you right now. So can we just skip all the bullshit and get on with it? There you go. I knew you had it in you. Let's see what you've got down here. Holy shit, you really are nothing like the elves after all. Let's see how hard we can get you. Fuck, it looks even better than it feels. Oh yes, it feels so nice in my mouth. So different. It tastes nice too. Much better than any elf cock. I might stay here just to have this every day. Would you let me suck you like this every day? Yeah? You would? Mm-hmm. How about this? Do you like my tight little throat? Uh-huh. You're close, aren't you? I can feel you throbbing. Just give it to me. Just paint my tight little elf throat with your cum. Oh my. Oh, fuck. Oh, you mean my eyes water? You came so much I was afraid I wouldn't be able to swallow it all. But not a single drop wasted, see? Look, got all excited, taking control all of a sudden. Well, I'm on the ground. What's next? That's it, right there. Kiss me on the neck. Just pull my dress up a bit. Oh, yes, just like that. You're such a good human, aren't you? Such a good boy. Yeah, take my nipple into your mouth. Yes. Oh, fuck, stop teasing me. I'm dripping all over the blanket. Just fuck me with your tongue already. What? Yes, your tongue is more graceful than any elf. Just... get on with it. Don't stop. Fuck, why did you stop? Just let me come, please. You want to take me from behind? On my knees? Like this, master. Look how it's dripping for you. Will you be good to me, master? Please. So nice. Your cock against me, against my wet little pussy. Just thrust it in already. I need it in me. My tight, wet cunt is aching for your cock. Aching to be fucked. Fuck, it's going in. Yes. Please, please go faster. Oh, you promised you would fuck me. You promised. I'm begging you, please, please just fuck me like you promise. You made me wait so fucking long for this. Master, pound me harder, master. Will you be my master? I can be your moon elf fuck toy. Just keep fucking me like this. Will you come inside me like I'm a proper little fuck toy? Yeah, fuck, yes, fuck, I'm getting close, keep going, yes, come inside me, mark me with your seed and I'll be your pointy-eared little fuck toy forever, yes, fuck, yes, pull my hair, yes, fuck, yes, fuck, I'm coming, yes, spill it inside me now. It's deep inside me. Come. Oh, I can feel it. It's flying inside me. Oh, it's filling me up like I've never been filled up before. Holy fucking shit. I don't think I've ever come that hard. Guess the outside world wasn't such a disappointment after all. If all humans are like you, maybe you should introduce me to some of your friends. I think we'd get along just fine. I'm kidding. I promised I would be your little moon elf fuck toy, didn't I? You're the only human who gets to fuck me. Did you know if an elf bonds with a human, the human will share eternal life with the elf? Would you like that? Would you like me to be your pointy-eared little fuck toy forever?